Hi, sis. I just came over to drop off the DVDs you wanted, and hey, wow. Where did you get all of this stuff?
I bought it. So what do you think of my new entertainment center? And the widescreen TV?
Bought it?
And my new DVD player? Here, let me show you my stereo. You can really rock the house with this one.
But where did you get the dough to buy all this? You didn't borrow money from Mom and Dad again, did you?
Of course not. I got it with this.
This? Let me see that. Have you been using Dad's credit card again?
No, silly, it's mine. It's a student credit card.
A student credit card? How in the world did you get one of these?
I got an application in the mail.
Well, why did you get one in the first place?
Listen, times are changing, and having a credit card helps you build a credit rating, control spending, and even buy things that you can't pay with cash, like the plane ticket I got recently.
What plane ticket?
Oh yeah, my roommate and I are going to Hawaii over the school break, and of course I need some new clothes for that, so.
I don't want to hear it. How does having a student credit card control spending? It sounds like you've spent yourself into a hole. Anyway, student credit cards just lead to impulse spending, as I can see here. And the interest rates of student credit cards are usually sky high. And if you miss a payment, the rates, well, just jump.
The credit card has a credit limit.
Of $20,000?
No, not quite that high. Anyway.
I've heard enough.
Did I tell you we now get digital cable with over 100 channels? Oh, and here's your birthday present, a new MP3 player.
Yeah. No, don't tell me. Charged on the credit card. Listen, hey, I don't think having a student credit card is a bad idea, but this is ridiculous. And how in the world are you going to pay off your credit card bill?
With my birthday money? It's coming up in a week.
Hey, let's sit down and talk about how you're going to pay things back. And maybe we can come up with a budget that will help you get out of this mess. That's the least I can do.